The first thing I'd like to know is how your family came to El Paso.
Well, my father came back from World War I. They were living in Dallas while he was overseas. He was a doctor. And his father had tuberculosis, which so many people that came to El Paso. Mm-hmm. And so they brought him out to the Baptist Sanitarium out here, which is now the Spanish book store or whatever it is off of Alabama out there. And then grandmother came too, and she was kind of a hostess out there. And I don't know, Dad just decided to open up his practice here in 1919. Mm-hmm. And I was born not too long after that, on February the 2nd, 1920.
Mm-hmm. What kind of education did your parents have?
Well, Dad was a doctor. He'd graduated from Baylor Medical School. And Baylor. He started off at Marion Military Institute in Alabama, graduated from there, and was commissioned in the Texas National Guard. And mother went to Kid Key. I don't know whether you ever heard of it or not, but it is in Sherman, Texas. Mm-hmm. And she was a pianist, and she taught piano several years before they got married. And then I had just one sister, and she was 5 years older than I. She was born before World War I, and I was born after World War I, as it turned out. She graduated from University of New Mexico, Southern Methodist, and had her master's degree in government from the University of New Mexico.
It's a well-educated family.
Up to me.
Well, what about you?
I went to a lot of schools. No, I graduated from New Mexico Military Institute from high school, and then from junior college there, which is what it is, mm-hmm. in 1939.
What elementary school did you go to?
Went to Crockett, mm-hmm. and then to Austin High School, which it was pretty new at that time. Mm-hmm. And my senior year, I went to New Mexico Military Institute. I graduated from high school over there in Roswell. And then I went to 2 years of junior college and finished there. Then I went back there for a year as a TAC officer and took a couple of courses while I was over there. And then the following year, I went to Texas A&M. Mm-hmm. And I was there for a year and a half, because Pearl Harbor came along about 41 mm-hmm. December, and already had a reserve commission in the horse cavalry mm-hmm. as a second lieutenant, so they let me finish that semester anyway, and then I reported into Fort Riley, Kansas, in the horse cavalry.
Do you still ride?
Mm-hmm. Still have a horse. Keep him out at the sheriff's posse out here.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of the sheriff's posse.
And I've been a member for